From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Stolen identities are on the minds of Capitol Hill lawmakers today. The House passed a bill to extend a key federal law protecting consumers' credit information. It includes a number of measures meant to prevent identity theft. Privacy groups aren't happy about the bill, though. They complain consumers will also lose a lot because the bill overrides state efforts to pass stronger protections. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
The Fair Credit Reporting Act may be the most important law you've never heard of. First passed in 1970, the FCRA helps maintain a nationwide system that allows consumers to get instant credit. Ed Yingling of the American Bankers Association says consumers tend to take this system for granted.
But it really has lowered the cost of credit, made it much more available, particularly to low and moderate income consumers, and also really made it a lot more convenient.
It's convenient because companies can share electronic information about consumer credit. The downside, according to Chris Hufnagel of the Electronic Privacy Information Center, is that all this sharing makes it easier to misuse or steal consumers' personal information.
The more your information is shared, the more likely it is to be misused by rogue employees or by malicious crackers. But it's also a privacy issue. You know, companies like Citibank have 1,900 affiliates, and they use this affiliate sharing information for marketing that people don't want.
Hufnagel supports a California law passed this year that would prevent banks from sharing that information with their affiliates if consumers objected. But the House bill that extends the Fair Credit Reporting Act would preempt this and other state laws intended to strengthen consumer rights. Bankers like Ed Yingling of the American Bankers Association persuaded lawmakers that all those state-to-state differences would cause the system to unravel.
And if the system unraveled, what you would have is higher costs, less availability of credit, particularly to low and moderate income consumers, and a lot less convenience. We would go back to the days where it took sometimes weeks to get loans approved.
Yingling says the House legislation contains lots of other measures that will help prevent identity theft. Consumers would get easier access to their credit scores and would find it easier to block the use of stolen information. Consumer groups and privacy advocates say those protections are welcome but inadequate. Ami Gadia of Consumers Union says states like California have more reason to protect consumers than banks do.
The reason that they fear what they've called a patchwork of state laws is because they know that the strongest consumer protections have come from the states.
But the administration sided with business all along and decided not to change that position, despite a recent study by the Federal Trade Commission showing that as many as 10 million Americans were victims of identity theft last year. The FTC's Howard Beal says consumers will benefit more if standards are the same all across the country.
To that end, we think it's important that Congress extend and make permanent the preemptions that are part of the Fair Credit Reporting Act, where nationwide uniformity is particularly important.
Consumer groups expect to do better in the Senate, where they're hoping California's two Democratic senators will champion the right of states to enact stronger protections for credit information. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.